I'm Eleanor Bennett with Aspen Public Radio News. Registration is now open for Aspen Music Festival and School's after-school music programming. The classes are called Afterworks and will be completely virtual due to COVID-19. Beginning strings classes will be open to school-age violin, viola, and cello students, and lead guitar classes are open to students in fourth grade and above. Registration runs through September 30th. Late registration is subject to fees and opens October 1st. Classes begin on October 5th. The state of Colorado will force many of its workers to take days off without pay because of a budget shortfall due to the pandemic. Capitol reporter Scott Franz has more.
The furloughs will affect all government employees making more than $50,000 a year. The more money they make, the more days they have to take off. Governor Jared Polis is defending the move, saying the pay cuts are not as severe as they were in previous recessions.
We felt that, as painful as it is, a furlough is preferable to layoffs or to cutting back on necessary government services.
Polis said the furloughs, which will be capped at 4 days, will save Colorado millions of dollars, but he did not have an exact amount available at his Tuesday news conference. The governor and his staff will also be taking days off without pay. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
Colorado health officials say confirmed COVID-19 cases have increased for the third consecutive week and have reached levels last seen at the end of July. The Denver Post reports that the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment registered over 3,400 confirmed cases last week. The state has not reported more cases than that since the week of July 27th. More than 65,000 people have tested positive for COVID-19 statewide since March, and more than 7,300 have been hospitalized. About 1,900 people died directly from the virus, and 2,000 have died with it in their system. Large numbers of migratory birds have dropped dead across the West. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service suspects New Mexico and Colorado bird deaths were caused by a recent cold front. Wildfires may also play a role. Andrew Stillman researches birds at the University of Connecticut. He says we know that fires can sometimes be good for birds. Take the black-backed woodpecker that lives across much of the Mountain West.
They like when fires burn all of the trees in a landscape, producing this forest of dead trees. And those dead trees are filled with the larvae of wood-boring beetles, which is a favorite food source.
But even that habitat is suffering under the larger megafires that we're seeing out west today. Stillman says we still need more research to find out just how these megafires and smoke plumes affect birds in general. This is Aspen Public Radio News.